Luke, the second chapter. We'll talk a little bit about a gift. Glory to God. Luke, the second chapter. We'll read a lot of scriptures, so bear with me. Chapter 2, starting with verse 25. It says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the celebration of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of the people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one other, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of, I can't pronounce the name, but it's there. If you got your Bible, go, you see it. Of the tribe of Asa. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, that same moment that Simeon was there, and gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem." Amen. Praise God. This is a season that people, they go berserk over. Matter of fact, this season, it doesn't start just in December. It's been started.
Amen. Amen.
Every time they can find a sale, they'll buy it and say, this could be used for a Christmas present. And they buy it all year long and they store it up. And they... when the time comes for that day, Christmas, then they go among all of the heap and pick out the gift that they want to give you. Whether you like it or not, it's your gift. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, it's not about that celebration.
Yeah.
It's about Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, don't hide Jesus behind the Christmas tree.
Amen.
Or behind the gifts that you have bought all year long. Because when you do this, you have the wrong assumption of who he is in you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's not about the gift, those gifts that we buy with money that God has given us, but it's the gift that he sent us from on high.
Yes.
Somebody praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Simeon was an old man. He realized this. And he came into the temple. And when he came in, the Bible says that he was waiting on the constellation of Israel. Glory to God. This is just a holy constellation, something that they do. I call it a ritual. It's something that they do according to the law. And so he came in. And when he came in, the Holy Ghost was up on him. This Holy Ghost here is a little different from the second Holy Ghost down in the scripture. This Holy Ghost here was from power from on high.
Yeah.
Just like it was in Acts, the first chapter, 4 and 5. The power from on high fell upon him. That same power that fell upon Jesus Christ. That same power that fell upon you, glory to God. That power from on high that give you the authority, glory to God, to know who you are and to realize that he is still a wonder. He's still Lord of Lords. He's still the King of Kings. He's still Alpha and Omega. He's still abiding in you and I. He's still to be lifted up. He's still coming again. He's still a healer. He's still a revealer, glory to God. He's still walking to and fro. He's still saving souls. He's still lifting up those dying. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on and give us a hand. So our celebration is every day. Amen. Every day is Christmas as far as I'm concerned. It's not on the 25th. The 25th is just an anniversary.
Come on now.
Come on. To let me know that he's still Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Yes.
He's still the high priest. He's still the one that's sitting on the right hand of the Father, but he's still doing a work in you and I. He's still going to and fro in this earth. It's just an anniversary that let me know and let you know that he's still our God, just like he was in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and he created you and I, glory to God, and he laid everything up in the archive of his mind for you and I. So when that season comes, glory to God, and yesterday was the season, day before yesterday was the season, yesteryear was the season, ever since you've been born was the season, glory to God, and he came for that season to bring you out and to lift you up and to put his glory in you so that you can go forth and walk uprightly before him in this earth. Come on and give God some praise. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Simeon. The word Simeon means hearing. Hear it. He heard from God. It says, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. This Holy Ghost here is not the gift, but it's the giver. The one who revealed the revelation, glory to God. And he revealed unto Simeon, glory to God, that he should not see death before he has seen the Lord's Christ.
Yeah.
Glory to God. The scripture said, ye shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. It's not your time yet. It's your season to lift him up. It's your season to love one another. It's your season, glory to God, to lift up the Christ that got you out of that darkness and brought you into his marvelous light, glory to God. It is the season that he cleaned you up. I don't know what your season is, but my season has been, glory to God, before I got saved, it was my season, glory to God. And when I came into the right place of salvation, then the season came in. The gift came down and came upon me and cleansed my soul just like he cleansed your soul. He's still that giver, glory to God. He's still that revelation, glory to God. And he's still that savior, glory to God, saving people and bringing them out and lifting them up and declaring his works in them in this earth. Come on and give it some praise. Glory to God. It was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before seeing the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit.
Yes.
Glory to God. He came by the Spirit. He didn't come on his own. Hallelujah. He didn't come to lift up himself. Glory to God. Like the old man that a lot of people say he's going to lift himself up and raise himself up and exalt himself as though he's some God. Let me tell you something. He exalted himself from the beginning, glory to God. He thinks he's God from the beginning, glory to God. That's why he separated himself from God. But Simeon realized, glory to God, that he wanted to see God before he left here, glory to God. I don't know about you, glory to God, but I always pray, God, let me see you, glory to God. Let me feel you. Let me hear from you, glory to God. Because all these things, I believe they are true, glory to God. If they were not true, then we wouldn't be here. If they wasn't true, I wouldn't be breathing, glory to God. If it wasn't true, you wouldn't have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. Come on and give him some praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to die. I'm going to declare the works of God.
Yes.
And when your season comes, then you're going to be as he is. Come on, Moshaka. The season now is that we keep on moving like Christ moved. Glory to God. When he came down for a purpose for you and I. Glory to God. And that purpose is on the inside of you and I. I don't know about you, but I get happy every day. Glory to God. I might not show it. Glory to God. I might get happy through my tears. Glory to God. Lifting up Christ, happy through my circumstances and situation, because I know he's able to bring me out. Happy in my, glory to God, my sickness, glory to God, because I know he is the healer, glory to God. He might not heal me in the season I think I want to be healed in, but he's still the healer, glory to God. That means that I got hope for the season of healing when it's time for it, glory to God. So I'm lifting up him in the pain, lift him up in the heartache, lift him up in the disappointment, lift him up in all your circumstances, because he's the only one that's able to bring you out and set you free. Come on and give us a glory.
Come on, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Came by the Spirit in the temple, that when the parents brought the child in to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Depart in peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding. Let me depart in peace. Because in other words, he said, I'm satisfied right now.
All right.
Glory to God. My eyes have behold the glory of the Lord. My eyes have behold the coming. My eyes have behold that which is holy, that which is anointed, glory to God. That's what's going to wax good in the earth, glory to God. And with power and might, and raise up those that will come after him and seek his name. The scripture said, when you call on him, he'll answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not of. Glory to God. It also said, what said the scripture? It said, the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth, glory to God, and in your heart, glory to God. That is the word of faith. And when you have faith in God, like the word said, God will come to your rescue in any time, any place, and anywhere. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. He said, let us thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. According to what word? According to the Holy Ghost. According to that word that said, you ain't going to die yet, but you're going to behold my glory before I leave here. Yeah. Glory to God. When you come into my presence, you're going to know you see me there and you see me here. Glory to God. You see me there in the flesh. Glory to God. But you see me here in the spirit, and you're going to just be just like me. Glory to God. No more sickness. No more dying. No more pain. No more darkness. Glory to God. It's all over. Glory to God. But in the meantime, if you lift up Christ in the earth, glory to God, he'll be with you wheresoever you go. That's why I say I'm with you always, even until the end of time, glory to God. You don't have to go through this life, glory to God, hurting and carrying on. You can depend on Jesus and let him give you some peace, and let him give you some joy in the midst of that circumstance. It's not all the time that Christ is going to intervene into your circumstance, but he'll send someone your way to comfort you that have his spirit in them, and they'll come to your comfort even when you're crying, even when you're silent. Glory to God, they put their loving arms around you, which is the love of God, to lift you up and to make you feel better than you're feeling. Glory to God. That's the love of God. That's that gift that we are lifting up, glory to God. That gift that the pastor preached about, glory to God. That's that gift we are lifting up, and that gift, glory to God, is non-returnable. Come on and give us some glory. You better stand in line like this, stand in line. Give you them gifts and give you the receipt for them so you can go stand in line, because they know you ain't going to like it. Hard to pick out something from somebody. And people don't want to see them gifts sometimes, you know, because they got to go stand in that line to exchange it. I'm like this, I just keep it. I ain't going to stand in no line. So, glory to God, and give him appreciation for it too, and from my heart. Hallelujah. If it look ugly, so what? Glory to God. I appreciate it. Glory to God. They couldn't have gave me anything.
Amen.
It's better than giving me an ill word, glory to God. It's better than cussing me out, glory to God. It's better, glory to God, than passing me by and not shaking my hand, glory to God. So I'll accept the gift. That's a good gift, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's from their blessing, glory to God. And they blessed you, glory. In other words, they did the best they could do, glory to God. And they thought about you. That's what's important. Because they thought about you. That's the covenant spirit that's in you, that from the power of God. And when you use it, glory to God, when you give it out, comfort will come back to you, glory to God. So I keep the gift. I don't know about you, but I got another gift, glory to God, when I got a hold to it. I'm never going to let that gift go, glory to God. I'm going to my grave with that gift, glory to God. I may die before my time, but I still got the gift, glory to God. I may be hurting, glory to God, but I got the gift. You may have cancer. You may have all kinds of sickness, but remember one thing, you got the gift, and when you got the gift, you got hope. Come on and give me some glory. It says, my eyes have seen thy salvation. The salvation, the personification in Christ. He saw that. Hallelujah. Not the Spirit of God, but he felt that Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why you got feelings. Your feelings ain't made to receive all them hurts all the time. Glory to God. But when the joy of the Lord come upon you, it also plays up on your feelings and your emotions, glory to God. And you may still be weeping and crying, glory to God. But the power of God was there. And he said, I'll be with you always until the end of time, till the end of this thing, glory to God. Until you decide to let it go and turn it over to me completely, glory to God. Because I'm able to bring you out and lift you up. I'm prophesying. I'm able to bring you out and to lift you up and to glorify myself in you this day, said God. For I am the God of peace, and I am the God of joy. I am the God of strength, glory to God. I am the high tower God. I am your shield and buckler. I am your might. I come on, Shaka, said God. I am your peace and everything that you have need of. For I have come unto thee and presented myself everything that you have need of, said God. Come on again.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He said, I've seen the salvation, the personification in Christ, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. In other words, he put it in motion. That horizontal motion. Hallelujah. Glory to God going to and fro. Hallelujah. He presented himself. Glory to God. And he presented himself to all people. So that means at that time he presented himself not only to the Jews, he had presented himself way back to them, glory to God. But now he's presented himself to all people, all nations, glory to God. Jew, Gentile, black, white, glory to God. Red, Chinese, don't make any difference. He covered everything, glory to God. He presented himself, glory to God. And that horizontal motion, he was moving, glory to God. That's why Simeon saw him, he said, you can take me now, glory to God. My eyes have beheld him coming toward me, just like the man that was on the road to Jerusalem, glory to God, when the man got among thieves and he got hurt and everybody passed him up, glory to God, except this one priest. He came along where he was. The Bible said he came where he was, glory to God. Let me tell you something. Jesus came where we were, glory to God. How come of Oshaka, and he's still where we are, glory to God. He came, glory to God, so that we can see him and know him for ourselves, glory to God. Not only did Simeon know him, but I know him, glory to God. Not only did Anna know him, glory to God, but you know him, glory to God, because that motion is still going going on. Kobo-mo-shaka. He was a baby in the manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. But I'm here to tell you, he was wrapped in some more clothes. One more time, he was wrapped up as another gift. One more time, glory to God. It was in grave clothes. And they went to see about him just like they were seeing about the baby, glory to God. But when they got there, the stone was rolled back. And when they walked in, they realized and discovered, glory to God, that the gift had got up and unwrapped himself and was moving to and fro in the earth. High Kobo Moshaka. Everybody was seeing him. Everybody was lifting him up. And let me tell you something, he's still moving to and fro in the earth in you and I, glory to God. Heart to heart, faith to faith, joy to joy, peace to peace, love to love, comfort to comfort, help to help. He's still moving. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. We got one more move. And it ain't going to be horizontal, it's going to be vertical. Hallelujah. Because we're going home to be with him. Personification. The fullness thereof. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But in the meantime, just keep moving in Christ Jesus. Amen. Keep living holy before him. Amen. Keep fighting the good fight of faith, glory to God. Keep lifting up that gift, glory to God. Don't you know you got that gift on the inside of you and it's unwrapped? Ah, it's only the glory, glory to God, that's covering him. And that glory is in you and I, glory to God. And when we move to and fro, and when I love my neighbor as myself, glory to God, that's what the scripture said. I'm moving in that horizontal direction. I'm giving you the love of Christ that's in me and the love of Christ that's in you. Bear witness with my spirit. That's why the word said that your spirit will bear witness with somebody else's spirit. Why? Because you got the same spirit. You got the same father. You got the same bloodline, glory. You got the same power. You got the same strength, glory to God. You got the same Lord. You got the same faith. You got the same baptism, glory to God. It's all wrapped up in the personification, glory to God. So lift them up and glorify his name in the earth. Come on and give me some praise. I'm getting ready to close. I can't preach all these scriptures. Glory to God. Joseph and them was marveled at him. And those things were spoken to him. And Simeon blessed them and Mary and his mother. Behold, the Christ is set for the fall and the rising again. He's set for the fall and the rising again. Hallelujah. He went all the way to Calvary to get up again. Hallelujah. There's no greater love than this. That a man laid out his life for a friend. God, glory to God. I thank God he recognized me as his friend. Glory to God. I was evil, glory to God. I was thrown out into the world. I thought I knew everything. But he still called me friend. Glory. Yes. Glory. For those whom I love, I cherished. But notice one thing, my people. For I cherish thee. Before I created the heavens and the earth, I knew you. And yeah, I prepared you. Yea, just like I prepared the sun to come forth, said God, I prepared you to come forth. Yea, even after him, I prepared you to come forth. Yea, to conform yourself to his image. And to lift him up and to glorify his name. Yeah, all of these things was preordained and predestinated, said God, just for you. Yea, because my mercy is sent forth grace. Yea, in the midst of the storms of life. And yea, I came with great strength and great might. And yea, I came with my word, said God. My word, said God, that flew out of my mouth unto thee, said God, that changed your disposition, changed your thoughts, changed your way, cleansed you up and washed you and set you on a merry way, said God. And yea, you're still on that way, moving in this earth, said God. Yea, you have everything that I have spoken is in thee, said God. You have everything that I have spoken is in thee to do the works that I have sent you to do, said God. So do the work, said, and look not to the left or to the right, for I am in front of you, I'm in back of you, I'm all around you, your God, said God. Come on and lift them up. Glory to God, the power from on high. Let it fall on down. Come on, shaka. Hallelujah.
Kashandi Leandro Ikobo Sanda Ilando Kandiatobo Ishandiaka Sando Ilaba Kaliandra Ilando Ika Sando Ilobo Shiko Ilaba Sando Ilaba. Thank you, for I am the way, I am the truth, and I am therefore your life. Walk in my path and ye shall see me. Walk in my path and ye shall see my blessing. Walk in my path and I shall comfort thee. I shall keep thee. I shall bless thee. I shall contain thee with my love that spanned the centuries, that knew you before you came forth. That love has come forth. That love's name is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of the living God, who is alive in you according to his power, according to his way, according to his word. Walk in that way, walk in that light, walk in that blessing. It was a blessing to Simeon. It was a blessing to Anna the prophet. It was a blessing to John and his mother's belly. Therefore it shall be a blessing to you. It shall make you come alive. It'll come alive in him. Come alive in his salvation. Come alive in his way, saith the Lord.
Come on and give me some praise. Come on and give me some praise. That's a sword that he was, Simeon was telling Mary. He said, a sword shall pierce through your own soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Just like Jesus, when he was speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees. Glory to God. And they didn't believe anything. He was telling them, he said, he said, why are you taking thought of yourself? And in other words, your own mind, your own thoughts. Don't you know that what's before you is from the Father? See, that made them mad. They didn't like that by he from the Father. You know, you ain't from no Father. We only know Father, the Father God, glory to God. And Jesus was letting them know he done came down and was moving in that horizontal motion, kind of letting him know that he is the Christ, glory to God. He's still moving to those that are lost today to let them know through you and I that he's still the Christ, glory to God. So that's why we got to keep on keeping home, so people can know who he is in this earth, glory to God. That he's not just some gift wrapped up and put on the Christmas tree. He's not some bug hanging on the Christmas tree. He's not the grass that's out of that covered us up under the Christmas tree. He's got us a different covering, glory to God. He's the covering, the blood, glory to God, that covers you and I, glory to God. That blood that came and shed upon it in this earth, glory to God, and flowed from Calvary's hill, glory to God. None of that blood was lost. All of that blood is in you and I, Koba Moshaka, is in you and I, glory to God. That's why we live. That's why we move in him and have our being. Come on and give us some praise. Oh. God. Hallelujah. Then came Anna. Glory to God. Anna. Her name meant he was gracious. God Almighty. He was gracious. In other words, it was time for her to bless him. It's time for you and I to bless God in the way that he has blessed you. Glory to God. He's still gracious. I don't care when you listen, let me tell you something. When you open up your mouth to praise God, you're praising him from the experience that God has had in your life. But if there's no experiences of God in your life, then you ain't got nothing to praise him for. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, when you go through something, if he brings you out, glory to God, it's time to lift him up and to give him the glory and the praise and the honor. Glory to God. That's why I rejoice in a kid. I rejoice like David said. Why? Because he healed my body and he's still a healer. Glory to God. He brought me up and he is still the one who delivers. Glory to God. He lifted you up and he's still able to lift you up out of your circumstances and your situation. Glory to God. So go on through. You got Christ. Glory to God. He's on this side and that side. He's above. He's all around us. Glory to God. So fear not, neither be dismayed what God said. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, set for the fall, rising again of many in Israel. See, Israel had the blessing, but not the glory yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God, we got it all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got his peace, his love, his joy. We got the glory. Israel going to get there, his glory to God. They just rejected the first time, and we decided to take hold to it. I don't know about you, but I decided to take hold of God. The more you know about Christ, the more you want to know. That's what I like about God. He gets sweeter and sweeter every day, like a song said. He's still that honey in the rock. Glory to God. He's still, glory to God, the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords. He's still the lily of the valley, the bright in the morning star. He's still the rock in your weary land. He's still that bridge over your troubled waters. He's still that one, the Alpha and the Omega. Glory to God. So lift him up and give him some praise in the house. Come on and give him some praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she began to praise him. Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of, there that name go again, of the tribe of Asaph. She was of a great age. You know, she was four years. She was 84 without a husband. I'm talking about a human husband. But she had Christ, a better husband.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I ain't got nothing against husband and wife, because I'm married myself, glory to God, and I treat mama with everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I better say that. For 84 years, she was without a husband. That lets you know that you can make it with Christ Jesus in any circumstance or any situation that you find yourself in. Glory to God. You may be by yourself, but then again, you are not by yourself. Glory to God. It might not be any humans around you, but the Spirit is all over you. Glory to God. Just like that same Spirit that brought Simeon into the temple. Glory to God. That Spirit is all over you. Glory to God. Wherever you go. Glory to God. You don't have to carry a gun or a knife. Just carry Jesus in your heart. He'll protect you. He'll keep you. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Glory to God. He's always in you and by yourself and around you to do the will of God. Come on and give us a praise.
Glory.
And she She came in, I'm closing with this. That instant, that same time Simeon was blessing him, she came in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to wait on your turn. You're going to start lifting him up along with the other saints. Glory to God. That's what Christmas is. That Christmas, that first letter is Christ. And that M-A-S, it means, I looked it up, it means mass. Glory to God, a masses. It means people joining together, glory to God, and lifting him up. So you don't have to wait for your turn to bless him and to praise him. Just join in, glory to God, because we are one body, one mind, serving one Christ, one baptism, one faith, glory to God, hallelujah, one word, glory to God. So you can bless him anytime. You can lift him up anytime, glory to God. God said he'll receive and inhabit the praises of his people. I don't know about you, but you belong to him, glory to God. So if you belong to Christ, you can talk his language, glory to God. If you belong to Christ, you know when he speaks, you understand, glory to God. If you belong to Christ, glory to God, you don't need no interpretation, because the Holy Ghost is there to interpret, glory to God, in case you missed out on something, glory to God. So you don't need no man, glory to God, to teach you, glory to God, save the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is lift him up and praise him and glorify his name, and he will come to your rescue in this earth. Say God. Come on again. So don't hide God behind the Christmas tree. He ain't there. He's in the temple.
Yeah.
And the scripture said, know ye not that ye are that temple?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's in the temple.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Sometimes we don't feel him in our feelings. That means God don't all the time intervene into your circumstances directly, glory to God. But he deals indirectly a lot of times. He sent your neighbor who been cussing you out, glory to God, ever since you've been living in that neighborhood, to give you a card for Christmas and tell you Merry Christmas and I like you as a neighbor, glory to God. Now you feel the difference because it comes from their heart. It's not a pretense, glory to God, or not a make-believe, but it's the real thing. Why? Because it's not coming from them, but it's coming from Christ Jesus. That light that was in you, that light that shined unto the Gentile, glory to God, that lit them up, glory to God. That light that's in you shine unto your neighbor, and your neighbors, glory to God, have to reciprocate, glory to God, and come back and give you a card. And when they give you that card, that's the same as lifting up Jesus and glorifying his name. They just don't know it, glory to God, but they are lifting up Christ, glory to God, when they give you that gift. Come on and give us some praise. Everybody stand. Come on down front. Bring your gifts. Hallelujah.